See, I'm not even necessarily mad at the defense. We just found out that Max Crosby has been playing with a high ankle sprain. That's cool. I'd rather him miss a game. I ain't gonna even lie to you. I'd rather him miss a game to take care of that injury, because ankle sprains ain't no joke. You know what I'm saying? No matter what type of ankle sprain you get, nigga, those are... I mean, when it comes down to, like, concussions and tearing your ACL or MCL or hamstrings and stuff like that, let me tell you something. Ankle sprain or an ankle injury in general is up there. Now, you can recover from it. It's probably the best one to recover from. But depending on your body, it'll knock you out for some weeks, man. It'll knock you out for some weeks. So you need your legs, you need your ankles, you need your feet. I'm not mad at the defense. The defense had, this is the most the defense has really struggled with. Even it's the third game. It looks bad because we lost to a backup quarterback. But here's the thing, though. I'm not about to shit on Andy Dalton. That's the Red Rifle. Niggas had issues with him when that niggas was in Cincinnati. They don't call that nigga the Red Rifle for no reason. That nigga could, and the thing is, I'm pretty sure he has some type of, I don't want to say animosity, but there has to be a sense of jealousy there that you had this young nigga, even though I feel like, hey, man, quarterbacks, you know it's your time to embrace the younger crowd. You know what I'm saying? That nigga is up next. But some niggas didn't. Brett Favre did not fuck with Aaron Rodgers. You know, it was niggas that was like, dog, I can come in. I can still do my job. The Panthers come in as one of the worst teams in the league. Definitely one of the worst offenses and defensive defenses. And we struggled on both sides. I mean, we couldn't get no pressure on a fucking Andy Dalton, who's not going to get out of that pocket. The nigga is the statue. But because we couldn't cause any type of friction, and we got to him a few times. You know what I'm saying? We did, but we didn't make that nigga panic. And he picked us apart. He even did his check down correctly. Like, he got out there like, nah, nigga, this is what I do. This, you know what I mean? Changed their whole identity. Now, will they keep it consistent throughout the season? Who knows? All I know, it was the Raiders' way for us to... We always have a point in the season to make a point, and we never really make that point. You know what I'm saying? Like, we get caught up at the end of the season where if we win this game, and we win this game, and we win this game, we're in. And usually we fuck that up. The only time we actually did prevail is when we kicked that field goal on the Chargers when they ass got too greedy. And we kicked their ass out of the playoffs and we got Pittsburgh in. But outside of that, normally it's against us. When we have our own fate, we fuck it up. Or when we have a chance to say, all right, we're this type of team, we get to like the... It's like we building that climax up and we don't bust. Pause. I'm sorry. I had to put it that way because that's what popped in my head. But if we don't change the fucking quarterback, 12 Cal, King Germ, you of all people should know, Florida, make a change in the quarterback. Start that youngster. That's the future right there. You know what I'm saying? And Philly, y'all almost plucked it off. Just letting y'all know. Almost. Just letting y'all know. I was watching. Even though, hey, shout out, because I had the Saints defense. And them niggas was showing me a lot of love throughout most of the game. Until they let them niggas get down there and score. Shout out to Saquon. Man, that's a beautiful piece that y'all got down there. Y'all needed that. Because y'all never really had, well, they did. I mean, back in the day, they did, but not like that. Like a stout running back, and you got a number one, you know, A.J. Brown. I'll talk about my fantasy squad in a minute. But anyway, let's get back to it. Y'all know how important it is to have that quarterback, dog. And we knew coming into the season that it was going to be shaky. And the only reason why I said, no, I'm going to take Gardner over O'Connell. Why? Because Gardner he's a more seasoned vet than O'Connell. Although there was people and slightly myself saying, yeah, but O'Connell went through the dog phase already last season. But we were saying now in my defense and in a lot of people's defense, a lot of Raider fans were saying. But he hasn't shown where he has grown at. You know what I'm saying? As far as the game. Like, now, it's like, fuck it. You might as well throw this nigga out. Because we have played, my nigga, 12 quarters of football. We have played 12 quarters of football. And Gardner Minshew has probably put together a quarter and a half, close to two quarters of fucking normal quarterback football. That's a bad fucking percentage right there. And I'm not mad, but I'm frustrated because we know we need to make certain moves, and we know that we're depending on next year's draft and maybe the next two or three after that to build a roster where it's supposed to be. And what is that? Go out there and get a fucking franchise quarterback. That's number one. And number two is we got to continue to beef up that offensive and that defensive line, because we got some killers and we just lost Kuntz, our other pass rusher on the edge. We needed him. He's gone for the season. He never played. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna even lie to you. This goes across the league because in my fantasy, I got a couple of players that I drafted. Y'all know what the fuck I'm talking about. Mr. McCaffrey, that hasn't played it down since. I don't really understand. I can understand if you was a playoff team and you went deep into the playoffs, even the Super Bowl. But like, and again, it's a short year, because if you make it to the Super Bowl, you end in your season in February, and then you know, shortly y'all come back. Summertime hit, y'all right back at it. You know what I'm saying? Then we go off into the fall. So I get that. It's a short season. How do niggas come in to the I guess it's the preseason. And I know they have said the reason the Bengals is playing so bad is because they don't play their players a lot in the preseason. So you need that chemistry and shit like that. Dog, we don't have that chemistry with our quarterback. Getting back to the original topic. Gardner is in there like he's playing as if he's a rookie and he got a lot of pressure on him. Now, I don't want to disrespect him saying he playing like a little bitch. Or whatever. But I will say this. He's playing as if O'Connell was looking over his shoulder. And I don't think that's it. I think it's, dog, I can't really compare it to the Lakers, because the Lakers has won way more than my Raiders have won. But it's something about putting on certain jerseys that I feel like it affects certain players. I thought that about Kyle Kuzma. I felt like he appreciated the moment, right? And you love it, because playing in front of a Laker crowd, nigga, that is, it don't get no better than that, bro. That's like playing in front of the Yankees, playing in front of the Dodgers. You know, there's certain teams that you play in front of. Hell, I would even say the SC crowd. The USC crowd, playing in front of USC, that USC crowd, my nigga, are playing in front of that Michigan crowd, that Ohio State crowd. There's certain crowds that you play in front of, and that Bama crowd in football. In basketball, my nigga, Gonzaga, UCLA, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's some squads that you go to that arena or they stadium, and the shit is just, you know, going to the Knicks. Going to play the Knicks in the Garden, or playing in that other bitch-ass Garden over there in Boston. It's something, bro. Playing in Kentucky, the Rupp Arena. I can keep on and on and on. But I think it's certain jerseys that is just too heavy for nigga. And Gardner looked like a fucking Raider. He looked like he would be part of a Raider clique on a fucking ship that's about to take over another ship. He looks like it. But he just don't, and he probably even has the personality for it. But it's no time for him to figure it out in week four, five, or six. We don't have that fucking time. You know what I'm saying? Like, I get it, man. These fucking edge rushers, these defensive linemen, my nigga, they stronger, they faster. But you got to figure that shit out, my nigga. You don't make it to the league being a quarterback, and not have some sense of the game. You know what I'm saying? Like, figure it out, bro. We cannot. Gardner drove them 97 yards. And that was the best drive of the fucking season in the third game. Somewhere in, I think it was in second or third quarter, something like that. And it's like our defense was top five. We had a top five defense 2 weeks in a row. Going in like the backup, and you got to say backup, even though Monday he probably could he technically should be the starter and could be the starter at a few other teams because of his age and where he's at and how he ended his career at his former squad. You got bumped down to second. They brought the youngsters in because the new trend is we start these motherfuckers out the gate. We don't really have those type of quarterbacks anymore. So if you find one, my nigga, goddamn. Just remember back in the 90s and the 2000s, nigga, a lot of teams had some quarterbacks. Unfortunately, it wasn't the goddamn Raiders, but here we are. You know what I mean? And it's like he just doesn't have it. The poison in the pocket is not there. He's indecisive. He's very indecisive. You can see that on a lot of his sacks. He's second-guessing himself. So he knows he's not going to throw it. Now he's looking for an escape route. And when that escape route closes, he buckles. See, at least with Derek Carr, I know that when that pocket collapsed, he's either going to try to throw that motherfucker away, which we yelled at him a lot for not doing it much more. And then the other thing is he'll collapse. I was always pissed off at that. But I do know once he get out of that pocket, he's going for that sideline. And boy, am I mad that this team has somewhat of a defense, more weapons, and he's gone. That's painful right there. Because, man, that's painful right there, dog. But a quarterback is a quarterback. It's a fucking luxury. And right now, we need to change it up. And we did at the end of the game. I didn't watch the very end of it, but I do know O'Connell came in and threw an interception. I mean, not an interception. He threw a touchdown. But, God, man, we need some help, bro. We need some help. That was a game we were supposed to win on paper. And we lost that. And we gave up 36. We gave up 36 and got a late 22 to make it acceptable. But it's still not acceptable because fantasy-wise, they hurt me. You know what I'm saying? I could, getting to fantasy though, I could be looking at going 3-0 in both leagues. Could be. I'm up about 40 plus in both, and there's one player left each. So, matter of fact, let me go take a look at that right now. Hopefully it won't stop recording if I go to this app. Let me see. No, it's still recording. So in this matchup, I'm up 128.5 to his 88. That's Hillman College versus Philly Nightmares. I got, you know my quarterback in this one. Kyler Murray. I say Cal Murray. Shout out to 12 Cal. Kyler Murray, he gave me 35. Okay. I got my player left is Travis Etienne Jr. I got him left with the Jaguars. They Monday night. Zamir White still hasn't shown up. 34 yards. That's trash. Mike Evans did not show up. As a matter of fact, him and Zamir scored identical. 3 points each. But DK Metcalf showed up. 4 receptions, 104 yards, 1 touchdown, 32 points. I went back and got Pat from Fairmouth. I can't never say Fair. You know what I'm talking about. My old school tight end. He disappointed me. I mean, he did a little bit better. He gave me, he wasn't the best, but it wasn't too many tight ends that really got off anyway. But he gave me 6.5, 4 receptions, 33 yards. Now, this is my diamond in the rough because it's also a former UCLA running back. Zach Charbonnet from Seattle, man, that's my, now I got to say something though, too. He 91 yards, 2 touchdowns, 26 points. And then I got the, you know, Alex Singleton, linebacker from Denver. He gave me 7. So that's minimal. Less than. You got to give me 10 or above. Like I said, New Orleans showed up, the bulk of the game, but they end up giving, you know, we got an interception. They had a fumble recovery. And they gave up 15 points. Oh, we got a blocked punt, too. We got a blocked punt. And then the kicker from the Chargers only gave me 4 points. So he has a, he got Zach Moss left from Washington that plays Monday night against the Jaguars. And I got Travis from the Jags. So hopefully I could, you know, get at least 10 to 15. And then that'll put me out of reach unless Zach Moss have this Bo Jackson type game. So that's my ESPN league. In the NFL league, I'm, like I said, I'm up like 40-something points. 135.26 to 92.52. My quarterback in that one is Jared Goff. He gave me 20. He gave me 20. He had Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield had a bad game today. I watched a lot of that game. He just played bad. I know because I also got his number one receiver. So Montgomery. Now, this is the league I want to tell you about. I sent out a trade last week. I don't know. It could have been Wednesday or Thursday. One of those days. Wednesday or Thursday, right? So I got, this is the draft where I went heavy on I went heavy on the running backs in this one. So I got David Montgomery. I got Devon Acne. Is it Acne? And then I got Zach Charbonnet. And then after that, it falls off. My bench ain't really shit. But here's the thing. So there's another player in this draft. I mean, in this league. And he needs a running back. So Montgomery has been good three straight weeks. So you'd be like, Baylor, why would you give up? Why would you offer him? Well, I don't want to offer up anybody else, and he doesn't need any more receivers. So, I mean, I did offer him Pickens off the bench, and I did offer him Montgomery because I knew he needed a running back. Now, in return, I was getting, because I thought it was a slick move, but I couldn't complain about it because it was my fault. I do want to talk about it because it semi bothered me, but at the end of the day, I did make the offer and I knew what I was giving up. So I'm gonna get what was the trade again? I'm trying to think of the damn, it's not Mike Williams. Matter of fact, he's on my other team. Why am I drawing a blank right now? My bad, y'all. My bad. Mike Evans. So he offered me, so I know he wanted Montgomery, and I think his best receiver was Mike Evans. So I said, I sent him a bullshit trade just to get his attention. He countered it, and that's what I was waiting on. So once I seen a counter, I was like, all right, I can get more out of this. He do got Zamir White. And I wanted Zamir White because I felt like this was his going to be his pop-out game. He's a good running back. He's just not shifty. He's a downhill running back. Pack a lot of power and a little speed. And I feel like he's good. It's starting off slow. If the pass game is not opening up, the running game not going to open up. If the running game not opening up, the pass game not going to open up. And right now, the running game is pretty goddamn bad, but the passing game is pretty goddamn bad. But, I mean, I'm never supposed to bet on my heart, but I do got a couple of Raiders, Zamir White, and I missed up on getting Bowers. But Zamir White, he offered me, no, I counted for Zamir White and Mike Evans. And he would get Montgomery and Pickens. He let it sit. And it was a couple of days. So I want to say it was either Wednesday or Thursday. And he let it set. And then after, it just sat there. And I hit the group chat up and he was like, he got other offers. And I went back to the trade because it was still there, but I never canceled it. So what happened was, Montgomery, like I said, Montgomery had another good game. And so Zamir And I just told y'all from my other teams, Zamir White and Mike Evans just had two terrible identical games where they only put up 3 points. So he's seen Montgomery. Pickens just had a below. He had a below average game because he dropped like 10 points. Montgomery dropped 27. He's been consistent 3 straight weeks or whatever. So this nigga took the trade 2-3 days later. Now, again, I can say, I changed my mind. I'm not that type of nigga, because if I was on my P's and Q's, I would have canceled it. I could have canceled it. And I didn't. I let it stay up there because, you know, Trey stay up there for a certain amount of time. And he went ahead and he did what he did. I still think it was a slick move, but I can't be mad at it. So now I got Mike Evans and Zamir White coming to my team. That's it, y'all. Shit, what you call it? The WNBA playoffs did start. Kaylin, I miss Kaylin's outfit. They said something about her glasses and something. I only tuned in for like literally a couple of seconds and they are right back to the football game. But to be fair, I mean, Kaylin is in the playoffs. I definitely want to see Kaylin in the playoffs. So I got to have more coverage on that. Yeah, that's it, man. Oh, I talked to OTR Mike. I'm about to get out of here. OTR Mike. Yeah, we got him. We got the Ravens, and he ducked me. He didn't necessarily duck me. Mike don't duck or whatever, but he felt obligated to call me. He just didn't want to call me right after or whatever. And yeah, we got his Ravens. But that's 2 years in a row. Did we play? We played the Ravens last year, didn't we? I feel like because we beat the Ravens twice. We beat them niggas. Yeah, I think Carr beat them niggas in overtime, if I'm not mistaken. I could be tripping though, but I feel like it's 2 years in a row. But no, Mike called me. Big Mike called me. He called me and we talked about it a little bit, you know what I'm saying? But shout out, them niggas beat Dallas. Dallas looks pathetic out there. I'll never not be happy when I see Dallas lose. For sure. For sure, them niggas is trash. And I heard CeeDee Lamb was trying to get at Dak. Like, them niggas was about to fight. But at the same time, nigga, the whole team is mad at Gardner, including Adams. So Adams don't like that nigga. We know Adams is going to be another one of those players that we're going to lose, that we're going to have to trade, and he's going to go off and win the Super Bowl. Or just, you know, he deserves to have an elite quarterback, man. If we got to trade that nigga to the Jets, hey, man, so he can play with his buddy. That's what it is. I personally feel like that type of receiver deserves to be with a playoff contending quarterback and team. So shout out to Devontae, man. You sticking it out. I wouldn't be mad if you wanted to get all diva on this. We got some shit to fix, though. As a Raider fan, bro, it's difficult. I always was told, hey, never bet on your heart. And I get that and I understand that. But goddamn, my nigga, show me some type of respect, Raiders. Fuck, I tweeted you niggas today. That's how upset I was. Straight Karen on you niggas. But we're going to talk about it, though. Oh, in UCLA, I seen what happened between y'all and Indiana. I don't want to talk to y'all. And y'all had a chance to beat LSU. And y'all fucked that up. So I ain't got nothing to say about them niggas. Bring that basketball squad on, because these football niggas ain't adjusted to the new shit that we got to get. And USC lost, too. But at least them niggas almost beat Michigan. They almost beat them niggas. So I can't even shit on them. But it is what it is. We up out of here, man. Overrun with BTG. God damn it, man. My Rangers got to get it together, 12 Cal. They got to get it together, man. Shout out to Kirk Cousins, man. Hey, them niggas could have beat Kansas City, but y'all let them niggas go undefeated, man. Y'all plucked that off. That fourth, what was that, like 4th and 1, 4th and 2? These niggas do a sweep to the left. Oh, that was so stupid. Do the bootleg. That nigga Kurt was out of there. That safety or that corner, he bit on that. He bit, man. If that nigga would have, man, Atlanta could have beat them niggas, though. For sure. For sure. All right, I'm out of here.